This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
New York City, in plenty of time to make it back to you, the listeners, and broadcast from an undisclosed location in the Gaylord in Grapevine, Texas. I'm going to give you all a peek behind the other side of my world. Hey, hey, it's Kate Delaney. I'm at Connect Texas, where all the best in the meetings industry are gathered to talk, network, and oh yeah, make some money. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money. My keynote is attract raving fans without spending a fortune. I'm doing that tomorrow. I want to thank Memphis Tourism for sponsoring my session. I'll tell you what, there is nothing like jazz on Beale Street. Listen to it. I can hear it still. I just was there not too long ago. Can you hear it? It's in the background. Right there. I know. I heard it. I heard it off in the distance. Right? So last night's opening reception was at the... There it is. The band, I knew they would queue up. Last night's opening reception was at the Glass Cactus at the Gaylord, that undisclosed location where I'm broadcasting right now. It gives new meaning to you break it, you buy it. You know? Nathan tells me the phone lines are already lit up with callers asking if they can come. Wow, I just started talking about it. Sorry, it's a no studio audience, only VIP MPs. Yeah. Yeah, attract raving fans. So good to be back in Dallas. How about that? So talk about attracting raving fans. Back on Earth in any nook and cranny, wherever you are. How about the word impeachment? I said this on my last show when I was broadcasting from New York. How many times has that left my lips? More than ever. And, of course, the president is furious over impeachment and just furling anything he can at Democrats or media or whoever. And he threatened to file a major lawsuit against his opponents, blasting the media as corrupt. And he reached for a kind of wild way to describe the ongoing impeachment inquiry over his interactions with the Ukraine. And he did it for a couple of different hours. He was using Twitter, venting mostly there, and mostly at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to launch that impeachment inquiry in the first place. So he said, it's just another day in paradise. That's what he told reporters at one point. Go write some phony stories. He's very angry and defensive in what I could hear, because he was at the East Room news conference with the president of Finland telling a reporter who pressed him for an answer to stop being rude, and then aired a whole bunch of grievances against Democrats, reporters, and the unnamed whistleblower whose August 12th complaint has really left the White House, I think, in a quandary is probably what it is they're trying to figure out where this all goes. But it definitely equaled a little bit of a presidential meltdown, certainly on social media, that's for sure. So we go back to the same thing. Impeachment is what people are talking about. You know, I say the water cooler buzz is what this show is about. It really is the water cooler buzz. Of course, weather's the other thing, and then this ex-Dallas cop getting 10 years for killing an unarmed neighbor is the other story that people are are talking about. And speaking of Democrats, Bernie Sanders, he was hospitalized after having some chest pains. And, of course, he's on the campaign trail. He was at an event in Las Vegas, and one of his aides finally confirmed it. He said, following a medical eval and testing, he was found to have blockage in one of his arteries, and two stents were inserted. So he's apparently in great spirits. He's going to rest in the next couple of days, and they're canceling events and appearances, and then he's going to jump back on. But he also went to Twitter and said he was feeling good and that it all underscored the need for Medicare in the end for everybody, which, of course, is his signature policy that he's stumping on. And he said it would lead to a massive expansion of the government-backed healthcare system while doing away with private insurance. So he went on to say, thanks for all the good wishes. I'm feeling good. I'm fortunate to have good healthcare and great doctors and nurses helping me. None of us know when a medical emergency might affect us, and no one should fear going bankrupt if it occurs. Medicare for all. And, of course, the Vermont senator is one of the top contenders for the 2020 Democratic nomination. He trails the former Vice President Joe Biden and, of course, Elizabeth Warren in the polls, but not by a lot. Remember, I think this is one of the things that happened with the Democrats. Bernie Sanders was who so many wanted Democratic-wise the last time around, and he was told to go sit in the corner while Hillary Clinton was pushed forward. So he had his breakthrough moment, but he's really kept a breakneck campaign schedule since he entered the race in February, and he's been an incredible fundraiser. He announced just last week that he collected over $25 million from small donors. That's the largest quarter, I knew it was high, for any Democratic candidate this year. So he certainly has boasted that most of his campaign money, his war chest, comes from small donors, and that's right. You know, that's who is backing Bernie Sanders. And even Joe Biden tweeted out that he was sending his best wishes to Bernie Sanders, Jane, and the whole Sanders family. Anyone who knows Bernie understands what a force he is. We are confident he'll have a full and speedy recovery and look forward to seeing him back on the trail soon. Elizabeth Warren did the same thing, saying that she was sending her best wishes for a speedy recovery and hopes to see her friend back on the campaign trail soon. And then it was the rest of the Democrats all chiming in. It does give you pause, or maybe it doesn't, as to the age thing. You know, the president is 73, Joe Biden is 76, Elizabeth Warren is 70, and I mentioned Bernie Sanders is 78 years old. So far, leading among everyone out there, or the names that are being talked about, everybody is a senior citizen, if you will. And isn't that interesting when we talk about ageism, or we talk about those kind of fights in corporations? The question of does age matter doesn't seem to matter with this campaign. Does that surprise anybody? And I'd be curious what you think. We'll do like an unofficial poll for the rest of the week, just for the next couple of shows. You can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Does it matter when you think that the four people, well, the president, of course, and then, as I mentioned, Joe Biden, Warren, and Bernie Sanders, who is recovering from having a procedure after having chest pains. A cop in Dallas, an ex-cop, gets 10 years for killing a neighbor. What's that all about? If you haven't heard that story, shocking in the courtroom. We got it on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
To the top, back in Dallas. Very interesting to be on the big Gaylord property, as I mentioned, and getting ready for this speech as well. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a peel back on what I'm doing, because I know some of you have asked about that. The big story, I think, besides the Twitter wars that we constantly are seeing on impeachment and the inquiry and what's happening there and the whistleblower and will he be exposed and the president's reaction to it and whatnot, has absolutely been Dallas. And the reason Dallas has gotten so much focus is because of this ex-cop who got 10 years for killing an unarmed neighbor. Here was a little bit of sound, you know, some reaction to the 10 years in the courtroom. This is what it sounded like.
No justice, no peace. 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 No justice, no peace.
Yeah, so that's it. The Dallas jury sentenced the former police officer Amber Geiger to, like I said, 10 years in prison for fatally shooting a black neighbor. She mistakenly walked into his apartment, if you haven't heard this story, which would be surprising, and mistook him for an intruder. So he was sitting there eating a bowl of ice cream and watching TV. And Geiger was in uniform when she fatally shot her neighbor, Botham Jean, and she didn't really have much reaction in the courtroom, but had been emotional certainly before that, and that was the reaction to from his family and people that were supporting them, that 10 years was not enough. The state asked the jury to sentence her to a minimum of 28 years for killing him, and the judge ruled the jury could consider a sudden passion defense that could reduce the sentence to 2 years, but in the end they opted for the higher sentence of the 10 years. But what also happened in that courthouse and that courtroom specifically is Botham Jean's younger brother hugged the now convicted officer slash murderer, and when she was sentenced, before she was sentenced, he said, can I hug you? Is it possible? Can I give her a hug? And he said, I love you as a person. I don't wish anything bad on you. He got up and he hugged her. The judge said he could and did that in front of the courtroom as she was sobbing then. So, under Texas law, by the way, a convicted person of murder, a person convicted of murder can be eligible for parole after serving half their sentence. That could mean Geiger could possibly get her first parole hearing, like probably 5 years. I mean, there's no winners in this thing. It was horrible. It is exactly as I described it. She returned from double police shifts and incorrectly believed she went into her apartment. She panicked when she saw him, and this guy was an accountant from St. Lucia, who she never met, but lived in the same apartment building, just 31 years old, and or just 26 years old, and shot him with, you know, pulled out a revolver, shot him. It's really, really, it was rough for the family. It was rough all the way around, and a prosecutor told jurors that when deciding the sentence for the killing in September of 2018, they could consider racially insensitive texts, because apparently she had sent her police partner some of those, you know, and then they went for the 28 years, but that didn't happen. Like I said, it was the 10, and there were protesters, you heard them, that marched throughout parts of downtown Dallas, and they were chanting that chant you heard. It was at the courthouse, too, but no justice, no peace, etc. But, you know, that's the wrap-up of this, and it was a horrible thing that happened. You know, she called 911 after the shooting. She apologized again and again and again. She said she thought she was in her apartment, and she was arrested days after the shooting and then fired by the Dallas Police Department. And so here it is a year later, and that's the end of that story. Certainly not the end of what happens in the system, and does she end up serving less time than that and whatnot. And this family, what do they do with the judgment? Not happy about it, that's for sure. As afterwards, the family spoke to reporters and said that they were upset with the judgment and thought it should have been much, much more. I talked about impeachment at the top, and I said that really the president went after mainly the Bidens or Joe Biden, reporters, the whistleblower, Democrats, that kind of thing. Here's what he had to say about Joe Biden.
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we.
All right, so there is something to the Hunter Biden story, and what that is that he was in the Ukraine and he was getting money from an energy company there, and that's exactly what the president is referring to. So is he guilty of abhorrent judgment? Is he guilty of something else? I mean, that's at the heart of this too as well. And, you know, Biden counters back and he says, I'm not going anywhere. He answers the tweets and then what he had heard. And he said, he's not leaving the campaign. He's not going away. And he said, you're not going to destroy my family. I don't care how much money you spend or how dirty the attacks get. And I think that there are questions about his son, Hunter Biden. And, you know, there's going to be probably more questions about that. There was something that popped up on social media that had, it was a video about Joe and Hunter Biden, and it had a song photographed by Nickelback and a 2014 picture of the two of them with Devin Archer, who also served on the board of the Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma Holdings. So Biden counters and says that Trump is desperate and defenseless, and he points out the comments about the whistleblower being executed, wanting to prosecute the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee for treason, and warning of a civil war. I think we can hear what the whistleblower, I guess, has to say in the middle of this whole thing. I mean, how does Congress hear from an anonymous witness or a bunch of anonymous witnesses? Because the whistleblower, who we now know is somebody who's a CIA agent, wants protection from retaliation. How can you 100% guarantee that and lock that down? Because you know people are digging and maybe even know his name, and we know it's a guy, but that's the other side of this coin. The other side of the coin is the identity of this person going to be completely protected? And how is this testimony going to work? How are they going to do that and really shroud the secrecy of that and provide him with that privacy? And then there was the mysterious packet in the middle of all of it. So this happened several months ago. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, sent a dossier full of debunked allegations and political smears targeting the president's perceived enemies to the State Department, and asked the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to investigate. That packet ended up again on the Hill, delivered by the State Department's top watchdog, who told the House and Senate staffers he didn't know its origins but thought it might be relevant to the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Another bombshell? I don't know. The Democrats said they weren't expecting that. What was in the packet? Was any of it redacted? I have a feeling none of it was. Coming up next, we're just going to add to the party here. Mr. Kate Delaney stops by. We're going to talk about the woman, a lion, and the Bronx Zoo. Craziness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
to me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
By sitting on a ball, so he's doing that exercise ball thing when he comes into the studio, but it's the only 10 minutes of his life that he does it, so I don't think it's going to have that Suzanne Summers effect. Remember when she had that thing? What was the thing that she did that so many women bought?
The Thigh Master.
Yeah, and you know what? I had a cousin who did it and swore by the Thigh Master. It was like a piece of plastic.
You're correct.
Yes, yes, I'm correct. I don't know how many Thigh Masters she sold, but it was a big hit. She had a brilliant husband who was good at coming up with products. Where's my product line, Mr. Kate Delaney?
And destroying her movie acting career.
Whoops. All right, so one thing that Suzanne Somers did not do, and her husband, Alan, did not advise her to do, she never put herself in a situation where she was playing to the cameras, and like this woman did, who climbed into the Bronx Zoo exhibit to taunt a lion. This happened a handful of days ago, and everybody in New York was talking about it when I was just there for 2 seconds, and people now all over are catching on to this. They finally have identified the woman who climbed into the lion's den. What was she thinking? I mean, what do you think the deal was with that?
I think she got excited after seeing The Lion King, and these are the negative repercussions that Hollywood can have on people.
Or, I don't know, she says she loves lions and she's a daredevil and she wanted to do this. So it was Maya Autry, 32 years old. She posted videos of her walk on the wild side to Instagram on Saturday, and she said, "I really have no fear of nothing breathing." And she said, "Animals can feel love just like humans." And then she's seen standing on the giraffe enclosure, and she said, "Literally, I have the same diet as a giraffe." And police are hunting her, you know, trying to find her. They're trying to hunt her down, so to speak, so that they can slap her with a trespassing citation. And but she's been flaunting this stunt with the pictures on Instagram, so I would think that, you know, eventually somebody's going to be able to say what's going on.
Vegans should never taunt meat eaters. If she has the same diet as a giraffe, she would know that that lion wants to eat the giraffe.
I just think it's absolutely crazy. Seriously. And now, here's the thing. Supposedly, she was busted for trespassing before, and it was in Iowa. Police said she got rowdy at a Trailways bus depot in January, so she spent more than 2 weeks in jail before being cut loose. Then that makes you wonder, oh, is she like a disruptor? Is this like an on-purpose thing?
Girl gets around.
from bus depots disrupting to lions.
Trailways USA.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so anyway, that was a big story, and I think she was trying to get attention. That's what I think that whole thing is about. You know, the New York Post, they're not shy about their headlines, and they're calling her the crazy cat lady who climbed into the Bronx lion's den. I do have to say this. We live in a neighborhood where our neighbors will post bobcats. Like, they'll say, "Oh, look in the backyard," or "Look what happened," or, and the bobcats are there in their alleyway. Well, I came back tonight, and when I drove to the back of the house, sure enough, there was my first bobcat sighting walking right toward our house.
Sweet. I was getting the dog ready to go out there and fight the bobcat, but he was getting interested, but nothing happened.
Yeah. No, sorry. No way would I let sweet golden retriever Mahalo out. That bobcat was thinner, but was as tall as Mahalo, and that's how I knew it wasn't a cat. Like, I kept looking at it like, that is not a cat. That is a bobcat.
That's why you get a big dog. Our dog has 50 pounds on that cat.
Right, so he's not going to mess with Mahalo, but the little dogs are the ones that are, and there's people, I know some of you are listening to me and you're probably chuckling, because you've got wild animals in your backyards too, and it's bobcats or mountain lions or whatever. You know, they have problems with coyotes all over California. There's Californians listening, and if they have small dogs, that happens.
Well, we had a coyote in our alley the other day, well, a few months ago, a long time ago. They're all over the place. You see them at night. You see them in the daytime chasing joggers. They've been attacking joggers nearby.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
I mean, up by Jerry World.
That's crazy. How about this? I noticed this when I was in New York and I was traveling. Vaping, with all of the stories that are out there about vaping and people with lung problems and now pretty much trying to shut off Juul and all those that others that are distributing some of these flavored e-cigs, you know, there's a lot of people vaping. I noticed that there was still a ton of people vaping. I guess they're not worried.
Well, then, no. When you're young, you're invincible. They don't think it's going to happen to them.
Did you think you were invincible when you were young?
No, only as I got older.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've paid the price for that, thinking you're invincible. No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Khashoggi wasn't invincible.
No, that's kind of a non sequitur because I'm going to finish on the vape thing. But Americans support regulations to make vaping safer, according to USA Today. They did a poll, and, you know, we've seen now there's been 12 deaths, 800 and some cases of vaping-related lung injury in 46 states and one territory. So we know that Massachusetts announced a four-month ban on all vaping devices. Michigan, New York, and Rhode Island, they've moved to restrict flavoring the devices, too. And San Francisco has banned it as well. So the online survey they did, overwhelmingly, of course, people, when they responded that, you know, to do something as far as regulations, listing ingredients, risks, not let anyone purchase them that are under 21, which I agree with that. Don't you think so?
I agree.
This is like interviewing someone and they give you a one-word answer.
Oh, pardon you while you sip your Evian. Where did you get that bottle of Evian? You're so fancy. You're so posh.
I got this in desperation at 5 o'clock in the morning at the LaGuardia Airport. That's what I flew out of. And because for everybody out there, the listeners, if you're flying to New York, you have your three options: Newark, JFK, or LaGuardia. And LaGuardia supposedly is going to be the most state-of-the-art, incredible airport. Right now, it's a pit. And you have no idea when you have to go between the various terminals. It's a nightmare to do that. And then when you get dropped off, you have to get dropped off definitely way before your flight because the tunnels and everything else are crowded, and then trying to get in to LaGuardia is really, really hard. So I got in early, but as it turned out, I was lucky. It took like 20 minutes, if that, to get in. So I was way early. And this was the only water they had were bottles of Evian.
Aww. We'll have some more water. I'll fill the time for you.
I'll fill the time for you. And then when I got on the plane, which was good, and I know that other people think this, when you get on the plane, you want space, and it wasn't a wide open flight, but there were plenty of open seats, so I didn't have anyone right next to me. And there was someone behind me, though, and he was talking about what not to get, and I don't know why, he tapped me on the shoulder, because it's a morning flight, and it was so crazy early, and people looked like they were exhausted, and he said, don't get the coffee. Don't get the coffee. He said he had an accent. He was a New Yorker. Okay, I won't get the, why not get the coffee? He goes, because that's recycled water, man, and that's not good. You should never drink the coffee in the airplane. That's what he told me.
No, that's true. It's the water, the potable water that they fill the airplane with, and it's true. You don't want the even, but then you get a soda, you have the ice in there too, so you're getting the same thing. So anyway, whatever.
Well, that's why so many people bring their own water bottles and then they fill them up. All right, you know what's crazy is Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson is getting his golf game in shape, apparently, and he's lost an incredible amount of weight. He's starting to get ripped, and he won't tell anyone. He's sitting on a ball like you are, but he's sitting on it for more than 10 minutes a day. And he used to wear about 40 pairs of slacks that fit him about 12 months ago. He's heading to his 50th birthday, they say, and they don't fit at all. And he's like melting away. I mean, he's like ripped. What do you think? Is he intermittent fasting? What do you think?
I feel bad for him if he's melting away. I think he's going to lose
puffy.
His game.
He had gained weight, so now he's losing it.
Has anyone seen him recently?
Yes, on the tour, playing.
Okay, well, so we know what he looks like. You made it sound like he was trying to hide
Well, he's trying to hide what he's doing. He's not answering. So, like, everybody always wants to know, how did you do it? He's, like, not going into the details of that. But he's definitely lost. It looks like he's lost 50 pounds. I mean, who knows? he's definitely cut, though. You can see it in his legs and his arms.
Well, I, for one,
I'm impressed. If you do that, I'm going to take photos of you and we're going to post it so all the listeners can see what you look like.
I'm impressed.
All right, Mr. Kate Delaney, he's off to the gym to go get ripped, just like Phil Mickelson. Thanks for stopping by. We're hitting the mailbag next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man. Get in the mail, man.
Oh, yeah, we're in the mailbag. I just have to say, it's been that kind of a day and that kind of a show, right? It started off for me at 4:30, and it's just continued to rock and roll ever since then. So this one is from Mel, and he says, I am tired of all of the attacks on President Trump. You know, there's a ton I do not like about him. I voted for him. Whatever's going on with this whole Ukraine thing, I think it's just a bunch of crap and exaggeration. And if it's not, then let's hear from this bloody whistleblower and learn out what the facts are of this phone call. Short and to the point. Facts of the phone call. On the flip side of that, and this is pretty much what the mailbag has looked like, Conrad says, wow, I just don't see how this guy stands another day in the office. Why in the world do we continue to put up with Donald Trump? who seems very treasonous to me with this nonsense of attacking the Bidens because of Hunter Biden and his tie to that Ukrainian company that, of course, hired him. It seems pretty ridiculous, and I think he's pretty much busted. What is the deal? So, if you think about the conversation, this is what's interesting. If you just take it at face value, there's this conversation, and it happened July 25th. I was talking to a lawyer the other day about this, a constitutional lawyer, about this phone call. So you have this newly elected president, Zelensky, and what's the conversation say? I would like you to do us a favor. And the favor being to assist the U.S. into investigating the activities of the Ukrainian company that hired Hunter Biden, the son of the former VP. You know, if you look at that on face value, and this is what I said to the attorney, did it violate any law? Does it specifically violate any law? Is it anything that, okay, it's not good, right? But it's not evidence. Is it evidence of a high crime or a misdemeanor? And that's what I wanted to know. And it seems like there's just dancing around that whole thing. If a president requests assistance, is it an abuse of power? Did he abuse his power for political gain? That's at the heart of this. And the whistleblower report is based on what? Secondhand information is what I'm hearing? Maybe third-hand information? And requesting assistance from the Ukraine in this instance, is it an abuse of power? Is it an abuse of power? By the way, you can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, or you can dive on the digits, 855-266-2283, 855-266-5283. We move over to this one that I got, and of course I'm flooded with emails. This one is from Wendy, and she says, wow, I don't know that Bernie Sanders would make a great president, but he certainly seems like a nice man. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, independent, or whatever you are. It was sad to hear that he had to cancel campaign events because he had to have some stents inserted into an artery because of the chest pains he was feeling, although it's great that he went to the hospital, got it taken care of, and he was able to do that. Because so many Americans end up getting stents, and it is a procedure that's not as difficult as you could think, but it's about the recovery period. My husband had to do it, and he bounced back pretty good. Yeah, they say over a million Americans get them, and it's a balloon catheter, a balloon-tipped catheter to open the blockage, and they have a tiny wire mesh tubes to prop open the artery. Obviously it's a medical emergency. You know, you feel chest pains, and some people ignore chest pains, and then the worst thing possible happens. And when you're at the level of these politicians and they have so many people around them, anything that they uncover or feel, boom, they're immediately in an emergency room. And it does show you it can be very, 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 very tricky. The Dallas cop story, the ex-cop getting time for killing the neighbor, a lot of you had thoughts on that. This one is from Al. Boy, 10 years, that's surprising. I thought it would be much less than that. I think she was really shook up. It was a horrible mistake, and I'm sure outrageous to the family, and I don't blame them for being upset. There really is no way to feel good about this story. I don't know how you feel, Kate, but I think it's incredibly sad, and I thought she would get some time. I just wasn't sure it would be 10 years, and I think that's a little bit too much. You know, it's interesting, Al, you say that because the family, of course, wanted at least 28 years, which is how old he would be if he was still alive. And, you know, there was booze, there was cheers, there was all kinds of things that were reaction in the courtroom to this sentence. She worked double shifts and went into the wrong, went on the wrong floor, went into the wrong apartment. And then, you know, she opened fire. I mean, there was massive attention because of the circumstances surrounding it. And because we've seen the at issue the unarmed black men shot by white police officers and how people in America have been reacting to that, and then you have this police officer, a white female police officer, and what you know, what happened to him, where he wasn't, he's just in his apartment, and boy, oh boy. And the defense and what they were trying to do, the frantic 911 call, all of that, she said she thought it was her apartment on like 20 times. So she knew, I mean, of course she knew, that this is awful. And his family, they were stunned. They thought she should have gotten more, but I think that her family was stunned because they couldn't believe that she got the time that she got. And it goes back to the same thing. There's no winner in this situation. Everybody loses all the way around, no matter what. Everybody loses. Everybody. There was some more reaction to that, too. This one was from Jason. Kate, I listen to the show a lot when I can. My schedule kind of is all over the place. But that ex-police officer, boy, she looks so somber in the courthouse. And the fact that the brother of the guy that was killed, the neighbor, after her sentencing, said that he loved her, and I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you, because I know that's what he would want. And then asked to give her a hug. Wow. That was an interesting moment of forgiveness, for sure. And he certainly seemed like it was sincere. He did certainly seem like it was sincere. 10 years, neighbor. Scary, scary to think that that happened in the first place, but scary that it was the wrong apartment, and the rest is history. All right, here's what Josh had to say about the market tanking. Now, there's been a speculation about whether we're going to see any kind of a recession, and he says, oof, I hate seeing the market roll the way it does because it makes you think of a recession, and there are more signs of that starting to happen. The job reports are down, and the fact that the Dow Jones, Kate, dropped 494 points is not a good thing. Lots of doom and gloom. Let's hope that it bounces back. And especially when we look at like manufacturing and some of the other indicators we might look at as signs that we could see a recession. We just don't know. Well, we just don't know if we will, or we just don't know when. Yes, there's been a lot of talk about it, for sure. The president blamed the weakened manufacturing outlook, by the way, on the Federal Reserve, and said, as I predicted, Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve have allowed the dollar to get so strong, especially relative to all other currencies, that our manufacturers are being negatively affected. The Fed rate is too high. They're their own worst enemies. They don't have a clue. Pathetic. That's what he said. Because a strong dollar makes American exports more expensive for the overseas buyers, and that clips the American companies. So it's lower profits when foreign sales are converted back to greenbacks, if you kind of follow the bouncing ball on that one. Some economists are a little bit more upbeat, though, and they feel like when the strike ends, the GM strike, it'll be a lot better and the manufacturing will bounce back. We'll see. Let's say this, cash is king. Protect the cash. How about that? All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can send me one too, katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny.
Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.